During our Lenten season, one of our goals should be to die to self, to put away those things that we want and that we desire, so that we may follow our Lord all the more closely, that we may put away the vice and sin that infects our lives and instead live lives of virtue and holiness, that we may no longer be selfish and self-centered, but instead to live for God and to live to be self-giving, to give of ourselves. This is a special focus that we are called to put on during Lent, that we are living our lives for others and not for ourselves. We do this, first of all, because we want to seek that heavenly citizenship that awaits us, that image of that our time here on earth is transitory. We are not going to stay here forever. We are just passing through. We might have 80, 90, 100 years, if we are lucky, here on earth before we enter into eternity. And so our time here on earth is a preparation, a getting ready for eternal life. And how we live here on earth will influence how we will live for eternity. If we live our lives here on earth focused on eternity, focused on that heavenly homeland instead of our earthly transition, we will live for eternity in heaven. If we keep our focus here on earth, we can lose that heavenly homeland because our focus is on the here and now. Our focus is on ourselves. But one thing we do know is that at the end times, when our Lord comes back to earth, when we rise from the dead, we will be united body and soul for all eternity. We will receive our glorified bodies, which our Lord showed to the apostles after his resurrection, but what Peter, James, and John also got a glimpse of at that transfiguration on that mountain, where they saw that vision of our Lord with Moses and Elijah. The problem is, while we're here on earth, we don't recognize this glory that we will share. We don't recognize that we will share in that glory that Peter, James, and John did. Instead, we are blinded by sin. Sin has dulled our vision so that we cannot see the spiritual reality that surrounds us, that this glory of God is waiting there for us, that this glory of God is what our Lord desires for us to share in. Instead, because of sin, we are blinded by the example of this world. We look at the example that we see throughout the world. We see people in the world that are proclaiming a message that is contrary to the message of Christ. We see people who are living lives that is contrary to the lives that we are called to live. And instead of following the example of our Lord, following the example of the apostles, following the example of the saints who have gone before us, who have entered into that heavenly citizenship, that heavenly homeland, instead we follow the example of the world. We're more concerned about what the people and things of the world think about us than being concerned about what our Lord thinks about us. That we are more concerned about living to the example of the people we see on TV, people in our community, instead of living to the example that our Lord has shown us in our lives. But we do need to be reminded that as St. Paul says, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are to keep our eyes focused on that citizenship, focused not on the things of the world, but focused on the things of heaven. And so to do that, we do look to the example of the saints. We do look at those who have come before us, who have lived those lives of virtue and holiness, especially those saints who are willing to give everything here on earth for that heavenly homeland that awaited. They truly understood that their citizenship was in heaven, and so that this transitory life was not as important as that citizenship of heaven. Because they have lived those lives of holiness, because they have lived those lives of virtue, because they were willing to give their lives for that heavenly homeland, they have received that reward. They have received that reward of their faithfulness by entering into the heavenly kingdom, entering into that homeland that we all seek in this life. If we wish to follow them into that heavenly homeland, we must follow their example. We must follow their example by dying to self, by giving of ourselves completely to God, completely to others. Not worrying about ourselves, but worrying about the other, worrying about our Heavenly Father, and putting our faith in Him and not in the things of earth, so that we may keep our focus on that glory revealed by Christ that one day we may share.